Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
This is America on the Road, named Best Radio Show by the International Automotive Media Conference, and now in its 31st year on the air. Thanks for being with us as we bring you the latest automotive information from around the world. I'm Jack Nierad. With me is guest co-host Matt DiLorenzo. Chris Teague can't be with us today, so Matt is with us. And Matt, I have a quick question for you. You think your next car will offer artificial intelligence?
Probably. I don't know. It's moving fast. We'll see.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, that's a hint about what we might talk about today. BMW is about to introduce new models with super brains. That's how they describe them, and we'll tell you what that means and more coming up. Kia has revealed details on its upcoming EV4 battery electric hatchback. We'll share them with you. And say it isn't so, but there's a rumor flying through the industry that Volvo will quit making station wagons. But we'll tell you what is most likely to happen coming up. I'm really curious as to your thoughts on that. And in the most underreported story of the year, the United Auto Workers has fully endorsed the Trump administration's suggested tariffs. We'll tell you our reactions to that. Matt, a lot to talk about, as
always. The auto industry is not slowing down.
True enough. America on the Road is brought to you by DrivingToday.com, EMLancey.com, the publisher of my just-released new book, Only One Thing Stays the Same, and, of course, Mercury Insurance. If you're looking to save some money, you should switch to Mercury for your auto and home insurance. Californians save an average of $670 with Mercury, so imagine how much you could save. Get a quote today at DrivingToday.com/auto insurance. That's DrivingToday.com/auto-insurance. Well, as your longtime listeners of the show know, Matt is the author of the great book, How to Buy an Affordable Electric Car, a tightwad's Guide to EV Ownership. It's so good I almost can't say it, Matt. And oh, you're, of course, a renowned automotive expert. So great to have you on the show. And what are you going to talk about today?
Well, I'm going to talk about the Hyundai Sonata Hybrid. I had a chance to drive that. People say midsize sedans are going away, but they're not going out without a fight.
Right. And that's a pretty good one, I think. So we'll see your take on that. My test car this week is the 2025 Volvo V60 T8 AWD Polestar Engineered. And I've got to tell you, this is a vehicle that I think you're going to want to hear my review of. This week, we have a terrific guest for you, a friend of both of ours, I think, Matt. Dave Buchko is Senior Product Communication Specialist at Lucid Motors, an expert on the Gravity SUV that they've just introduced. So stay with us, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
At Lowe's, our members get more. With the MyLowe's Rewards programs, members earn points on eligible purchases. Plus, you can shop member-only deals for your home and business every week. So what are you waiting for? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Points are awarded on eligible purchases. Programs subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Transforming your land with a John Deere compact tractor is as easy as connect, latch, load, haul, spread. Cutting grass is as simple as roll, click, mow. Box blading is as effortless as hook, lock, grade. And backhoeing is as convenient as turnaround, switch, dig. Because when you've got the versatility to tackle just about any job and dealer support in your own backyard, you just have to get in the seat. Find the right compact tractor for you at JohnDeere.com.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
As a fan, you know all the important sports cliches. And when you save money by bundling your home and auto with Progressive, you can get out there and give it 110%, even though that's mathematically impossible. And remember, failure is not an option. Well, it's always an option, just not a good one. But you're not worried, because you've got ice in your veins. You're on fire. How can both of those things be true at the same time? Well, that's between you and your doctor. So get out there and leave it all on the field. Leave what? Who cares? Just leave it and save with a bundle from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Welcome back to America on the Road with guest host Matt DiLorenzo. We're so glad you're with us. We really do appreciate it. It's news time. And BMW has some news for us. They're introducing vehicles with a new digital nervous system called Superbrains. And that was kind of new to me, but kind of interesting. All drivetrain variants and vehicle segments will have these kind of super brains, and they are going to control functions like infotainment, automated driving, driving dynamics, and basic functions. This might be either your worst nightmare or your biggest dream, Matt. I mean, what's kind of your overall take on this going forward?
Well, there's two ways of looking at it. There's an optimist way, to where it's a tool, it'll make life easier. And then there are those who think, well, you know, we're approaching singularity and the machines are going to run everything. I kind of pop into the first category. I think it's going to be a big help. I tell you, I was test driving a vehicle recently and trying to use the voice-activated system, and it did not have natural speech. And it was the most frustrating experience in my life. And I think that's one of the benefits of like AI, and we'll probably see AI in cars before that, as Alexa and Siri and those aides learn to use AI, and they become integrated into your car anyway through Apple CarPlay and Android Auto.
Yeah. I mean, the system should provide, this is what BMW says, 20 times the computing power of the current vehicle generations. That's interesting. It's going to have software and function updates, that availability, and AI-powered customer experiences. That should be interesting. You know, as you say, you know, AI is smarter than we are in a lot of cases, so we'll see how that goes. At the same time, this isn't going to necessarily drive the car for you, but this is going to be integrated into a lot of BMW models coming forward, the first fully electric BMW model. To go into series production later this year is going to have that. Obviously, they've had BMW electrics before that, but this is the one that's going to have a super brain. So we're looking forward to seeing super brains out there.
Yeah. I think the one thing is absolutely critical will be the user interface. And if the user interface is natural, reduces distraction, I see it as a plus.
Otherwise, if everything's concentrated in screen somewhere or you have to talk to it in a particular way, I think a lot of people just speak loudly to their car, thinking that it's going to hear them better if they're loud in their...
So true.
Yes, but there you go. Let's talk about Kia and the EV4. I mean, certainly the background for the EV4 has changed. What with we're probably going to see different electric vehicle mandates or the lack thereof going forward. But I think Kia is still pretty gung-ho about their EVs and the EV4. This is an interesting-looking hatchback, kind of in the mode of the K4, which I remember, Matt, you're not necessarily a big fan of the styling of that vehicle. But, you know, tell us what you think about this upcoming electric vehicle, battery electric hatchback that we're going to see from Kia.
Well, you know, one of the things I've been pushing for are more affordable EVs. And I think that if there's going to be any sort of wider adoption of these vehicles, you really do need to be covering the entry level or a lower price segments. And that's precisely where this vehicle is targeted at. And so I welcome it. I think it's interesting looking. You know, the same thing with the K4. Yes. It could be an acquired taste. But I think they're going to, if they build them here, they're going to be able to avoid some of the tariffs and some of the other restrictions in terms of whatever credits are available for them. So, I welcome it. I think it'll be a good addition. It'll compete against one of the vehicles I've been eagerly anticipating is the EX30 from Volvo. So
we've been eagerly anticipating that for about 4 years now.
Yeah. So I think that, anytime that you can add a vehicle like this, I think they have a place in people's vehicle fleets. And Kia does a great job. I mean, they have the Niro EV already, and they also have a plug-in hybrid version of it. And all. So I applaud them for staying committed to it, but not putting all their eggs in the EV basket.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's kind of interesting, the specs on this thing. It's going to have a front-wheel drive powertrain, a single motor setup, 201 horsepower. I mean, it's all kind of speaking to exactly what you're talking about, affordability, two battery configurations, one with a somewhat smaller battery pack, 56.3 kilowatt hour pack, and then an 81.4, so a longer range option. It will have one of the things that Kia has become renowned for, Kia and Hyundai electric vehicles, is their very fast charging on DC charging. Overall, I think there's a lot to like about this thing. It'll have a 30-inch digital dashboard, too, so all of that kind of stuff, priced around $30,000. So I think, again, a lot to like, but...
I think the key here too is that the smaller battery version one is, I think that this emerging, people are coming to the realization they don't need 300, 500 miles. If that vehicle is going to be used as primarily a city car, around town car, daily commuter, they can plug in overnight at home. There's a role for these vehicles. They're not going away, but they're not going to be the car that replaces the internal combustion engine.
Right. Well, front-wheel drive and fairly modest horsepower, reasonable horsepower, but fairly modest horsepower. But I think that speaks to affordability.
Correct.
Let's talk about the UAW, the United Auto Workers Union, and the so-called Trump tariffs that are maybe moving forward, maybe aren't. And I think a lot of it is more smoke than fire. I think a lot of it are bargaining tools. But certainly the UAW and its president, Sean Fain, have come down very hard in favor of these tariffs. And it's something that is not very much reported. I haven't heard much about it or almost anything about it. I kind of think that the UAW is endorsing something that they think is going to help their union and their union members pretty significantly. What's your take on it, Matt?
They're being consistent. They've always favored them. You know, we've had a 25% tariff on imported trucks since the 1960s. And pickup trucks is the one segment where the domestic automakers have not been challenged. By the same token, you look at that 25% tariff, the largest vehicle exporter in the U.S. is BMW. And what they do is they export SUVs, trucks, that they build in South Carolina. So, I don't get all the hand-wringing over it. And the other thing about tariffs is you have to look at it, not necessarily, they're saying, well, it's going to hurt consumers. Well, if they have alternatives to buy domestically produced vehicles, they don't have to pay the tariff. And the other way of looking at a tariff is a luxury tax, because a lot of times these vehicles that are coming in that are subject to tariffs are luxury cars. So, you know, if you want to soak the rich, why don't you put tariffs on imported luxury cars from other countries?
Well, another thing that's not much talked about is these are reciprocal tariffs. You know,
correct.
Like our tariff would match the tariff of the country to which those vehicles are coming from.
Right.
You know, that seems eminently fair to me, but...
That's the other thing is that's very underreported is the fact that even though we're threatening 25% or 50% tariffs on Canadian steel and aluminum, they have dairy tariffs on us that are punitive. They're 250%. So it's being used to try and leverage for fair trade, not free trade, but fair trade. And it's already caused Honda to relocate Civic hybrid production to Indiana from Mexico. So we'll see how it plays out. And and certainly the UAW's got to be happy about more jobs being created in the U.S., although they would probably prefer them be UAW jobs as opposed to the non-union.
Well, I want to get quickly your thoughts on this rumor that's sweeping the industry about Volvo ditching wagons. This came from an interview that I think their CEO did recently, and I think it's way overblown, but what's your quick take on it, Matt?
My quick take is journalists everywhere are in a panic because they're the only ones who really like Volvo wagons. I agree with you. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Yeah, I think probably we're going to see Volvo wagons in the future, and I think this is one of those things where maybe it's clickbait more than anything. A lot of people are putting it out there, but... I think going forward, we're going to see some Volvo wagons, and I'm going to talk about one in the next segment, as a matter of fact. So stay with us for that. And Matt, you're going to be talking about a sedan, the Hyundai Sonata. So stay with us for that, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to America on the Road with Matt DiLorenzo. This is Jack Nierad back with you, and it is road test time on America on the Road. We've got some fascinating vehicles. I'm not exactly the midst of the mainstream, I think, of either of the vehicles we're talking about here. Maybe one of them had been mainstream a few years ago, maybe a decade or so ago, but we're going to be talking about the Volvo V60 station wagon, essentially. But Matt, tell us about the Hyundai Sonata, a sedan that is not getting a lot of juice these days.
Well, you know, mid-sized four-door sedans used to be mainstays in the market. You know, the Ford Taurus was one of the best-selling vehicles back in the day. The Sonata has soldiered on as more and more sedans fall off the market. They had a big redesign last year, and they really freshened up the exterior. The thing is really modern looking. It's roomy. It'll hold five passengers. The particular version I drove was the hybrid, which gets terrific mileage. It's got a 2-liter four cylinder engine, and it makes about 150 horsepower, but it gets an additional 50 horsepower from the electric motor. And so this front drive car has also a 6-speed dual clutch transmission. So when you're driving it, it feels like a regular car. But I was seeing mileage well above 40 miles per gallon, 44 mpg in the city. And then it's rated at 51 on the highway. So you're going to get well over 40 miles per gallon.
I mean, that's kind of amazing, right? A mid-size car,
five passenger.
Pretty roomy mid-size car with plenty of trunk space, a lot of interior space, that's getting around 50 miles per gallon on the highway.
I would have never thought this 10, 15 years ago that a vehicle this size with this level of comfort and power. So I really enjoyed driving this car. It has a great interior. It feels luxurious. It has two big 12.3-inch screens, one in front of the driver with all the instruments and that, and then a center infotainment screen. One of the things I do like about the Sonata is that they've broken out some of the auxiliary switches and stuff from the main infotainment screen, so you do have a separate console that kind of mess around with the audio, and you get a couple of knobs, things like that. So, and I just enjoyed driving the vehicle. It was very comfortable. It was very quiet and fuel efficient and affordable. You know, I was in a top trim car, and it had a sticker of $37,000. Now, the average price of a car, according to Kelley Blue Book, is $48,000. So here you have a car that costs less than $40,000, seats five comfortably, gets great mileage. I can't think of any other reason not to buy it. And especially, let's say you're in an SUV, you're in a compact SUV, you want a little bit more room. I certainly would look at the Sonata Hybrid.
Well, it's got tons of trunk space, for example, and I imagine you can fold down those rear seats and really open that up. So just a lot of value there. I think they want to move these sedans because everybody's buying the taller vehicles, right?
Right?
I also think Hyundai has really learned its lesson about putting all kinds of controls just in the screen. I think in recent Hyundai vehicles that I've driven, they're breaking that out, just as you talked about with the Sonata, into some more discrete controls, you know, for Luddites like you and me.
Right. So it makes it easy to drive. And, you know, I think that's one of the other things, is that when you're in an urban environment or looking for parking, you don't have this big, hulking vehicle that you're going, well, that space might be a little bit too small for me. I mean, it's very easy to park, get in and out of. I mean, It does sit a little bit lower, but it's not a small car, and the visibility is good out of it. So I felt perfectly safe in the vehicle, and it had plenty of room for five passengers.
Yeah. Well, very cool car. I think an excellent value, as we said, mainstream years ago, but not necessarily mainstream now, but I think certainly viable now.
Yeah, we'll see if vehicles like this car, The Camry is certainly every bit as nice, and they have a hybrid and get high mileage. So we'll see if somehow people rediscover sedans. We'll see.
Yeah, we will. Well, let's see if they rediscover station wagons too, Matt, because that's what I'm going to be talking about here. The 2025 Volvo V60, I had it in plug-in hybrid T8 form. It's got all-wheel drive. And the Polestar engineered form, so handling beyond par excellence, let's put it that way. I got to believe, Matt, this is my new favorite car. This is my favorite 2025 car so far. I mean, it has all the things an auto journalist wants in a vehicle, right? High horsepower, exhilarating performance, sharp handling, and it's a station wagon. We love station wagons. I mean, this is ding, 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 ding. I just, like this car a lot. I mean, maybe I'm tipping my hand on the review a little early, but this has power, efficiency, very cutting edge technology. And, it's got station wagon carrying capacity. It's not exactly an SUV in terms of carrying capacity, but a very refined interior, advanced safety features, as you would expect. This is a vehicle I like. It's not exactly cheap, but I would say, given what you get here, including 455 horsepower, I mean, this is a rocket ship from that point of view. It starts at about $72,000. I think my test vehicle was a bit higher than that. But with plug-in hybrid technology, really interesting stuff. Let me talk about the powertrain a little bit. 2-liter intercooled turbocharged engine, and then it has a plug-in electric that provides, I think, another 100 or so horsepower. The total horsepower is 455 horsepower, 523 pound-feet of torque. So not only does it have high horsepower, but it really scoots when you get in the gas. 8-speed automatic transmission, so a very conventional transmission that works really well. Seems incredibly smooth. I mean, Matt, your quick reaction to what I'm talking about here.
Well, it's a great luxury vehicle, I think. And part of a luxury vehicle is exclusivity. And with the wagon body style, you're not going to see one on every corner. So I think that's part of the allure of the Volvo wagon is that you just don't see one every day. And then you combine this great power and handling with it, and you have really kind of a Q-ship performance car that has an element of practicality that a coupe or a sedan won't have.
Yeah. I mean, it's a wagon, but it is a kind of a European-style wagon, an estate, quote-unquote, as opposed to wood on the side, fake wood on the side station wagon that we're used to from the 60s and 70s. Right. So it's a cool-looking vehicle. I would say a lot of people aren't going to look at it and immediately go, oh, station wagon, dull. It's not dull-looking at all. And as I mentioned, it's a plug-in hybrid, so its all-electric range is pretty good. I want your reaction to this, Matt. It's 41 miles when driven in pure electric mode. So I think that's pretty darn good. I mean, most people could probably go day-to-day if they're plugging in every night and almost never touch that gasoline engine.
That's for sure. And that mileage, that 41 miles, I think the only other vehicle that's in the neighborhood would be the RAV4 Prime. Other plug-in hybrids are delivering maybe 30 miles per charge. And a lot of the high-performance European luxury ones are worse. They're like 11 to 20 miles.
And, very few.
And the hybrid system is there just to enhance performance rather than replace gas driving.
Yeah. With this T8 powertrain, this happens to be the most powerful Volvo ever produced. I mean, they use the T8 powertrain in a lot of vehicles, so this isn't the only one that has it. But in the V60, it works particularly well. Exceptional traction because it's all-wheel drive. It is Polestar engineered, which means it is designed for performance, kind of tricked out that way. I mean, 0 to 60 comes at 4.1 seconds, Matt. I mean, that's something that we can both get behind, I think.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And Volvo has a tremendous history of performance of wagons. So I think they're playing to their loyal audience with this vehicle.
Yeah. When it comes to fuel economy, it's 74 MPGE. So that's pretty good. That's miles per gallon equivalent. 31 miles per gallon when operated as a hybrid. And I think it's a good-looking vehicle. It's easy to get into. It has great stuff like forged aluminum wheels, high-performance tires, pretty good cargo space, 18 cubic feet behind the second row, 31 cubic feet with the rear seats folded down. That's not SUV-like, but it has a good-looking interior. And the seat adjustability is just terrific. I mean, I think you're probably a fan of Volvo seats the way I am. They just do a great job with that, don't they?
Yep. Comfort. And again, there's that Scandinavian approach to the interior. It's very clean. It's very very advanced looking. I think they're delivering on the luxury quotient.
Yeah. One of the things that maybe is a bit of a shortfall now, and it used to be a big advantage for Volvo, is the infotainment system. This has a 9-inch touchscreen, so that's pretty small in the overall scheme of things today. It does have Google built in. It's one of those systems with Google built in, so that works quite well. But I think the screen size is a little small. And again, a lot of stuff, a lot of the controls are incorporated in the screen. And that takes some getting used to. I've been able to get used to it. But I guess if there were any kind of issue with the vehicle, that would be my issue with it.
Yeah. And that's kind of a Volvo thing. I think once you're used to it and you've owned one, it's not that big of an issue, but the learning curve's a little steep.
Yeah. So I think overall, this is a terrific vehicle. You have about under $75,000. You're not going to see it on every corner. The powertrain and just the overall handling and fun quotient is just top of the charts. I frankly love this vehicle. I mean, there's few vehicles I have liked as much this year and maybe in a long time. And when we come back, we'll have a great interview for you. We'll be interviewing a friend of both of ours. Dave Buchko is with Lucid Motors. So stay with us for that. And we'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
Love about spring? It's the season of change, and that means it's time for a closet refresh. Enter Kohl's. With the extra 15% off they have going on, I saved on the latest styles for my entire family, like a cute dress for myself, linen shorts for my husband, and spring jackets for my kids. Just add sunshine and we're set. All thanks to Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. 15% offer ends March 23rd. See store or kohls.com for details.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Welcome to Staples.
I hear Staples prints it all for any business.
You bet, and we'll beat any print quote.
So if I had a pizza place...
Staples can print signs, menus, pizza boxes.
A landscaping business?
Oh, we can print yard signs, t-shirts, brochures.
How about a pizza / landscaping business? I'll call it Dough and Moe.
I like it.
Right now at Staples, get up to $250 off your print purchase. Ends 4-5, exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details. Price match guarantee valid in store and staples.com/print. Visit staples.com/price match for details.
Spending is out. Loud budgeting is in. Finding more affordable ways to do the things you love is one of the growing trends on social media. And Metro by T-Mobile can help. Whether you're planning to invest your tax return, save it, spend it, or a combination of the three, you can improve your financial situation in 2025 with tips from finance expert Carlos Garcia.
Create a budget for 2025 using the 50-30-20 rule. 50% of your money goes to needs, 30% to wants, and 20% to savings and investments. Automate your monthly bills and your monthly savings. Split your bills for maximum savings with a family phone plan. Metro is offering new customers 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 phones and 4 lines for $100 with no ID required. That brings your phone bill down to $25 per person each month.
With Metro, customers enjoy perks like $5 movie tickets, 15% off Hilton stays worldwide, a free subscription to MLB TV, and Scam Shield protection, all powered by the nation's largest 5G network. Please visit metrobytmobile.com. Sponsored by Metro by T-Mobile.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road. Jackie Redd back with you, and we are at the Chicago Auto Show and talking about one of the most interesting vehicles at the show with a longtime friend of mine, Dave Busco. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Spokesperson for Lucid Motors.
Indeed.
And, we are... behind us is, a prototype of the next Lucid model.
Right.
Tell us
this
about
one. This one is a prototype of the Lucid Gravity SUV, which we're showing here at the Chicago Auto Show for the first time. And this is, for us, the next vehicle in our portfolio, if you will. We started with the Lucid Air Sedan, which we're also showing here. And this is the Lucid Gravity. It's a full-size, three-row SUV that takes everything that we've learned from the Lucid Air Sedan and adapted it for use in an SUV. By that I mean, all the work we've done in terms of space utilization to give you, three rows, up to seven passenger capacity, but not just seven seats, but seven seats that adults can fit in.
Right.
And room for all your stuff.
Right. In a body that is very Lucid-like, right? That has that sheen and style that Lucid has brought to the party.
Right. Well, one of the fun things for our design group was really, as a brand new company, they got to decide what that design language was when they were creating the Lucid Air. And so the Gravity, hews to a lot of those same sort of touch points in terms of the styling, focus on aerodynamics for efficiency, things like the signature light blade in the front of the Gravity, which is, very similar to the Air, but configured a little differently, or the one-piece tail light, that kind of stuff. So, for those in the know, you see it and you know it's a Lucid.
Yeah. I mean, the Air really catches your attention on the road. There's lots about it, whether it's light or dark, right?
Right, exactly.
Maybe catches your attention for different reasons, depending on whether it's daytime or nighttime. But this vehicle promises to do the same, doesn't it?
It does. It does, absolutely. But, we know that there's a big demand for larger SUVs, so capacity for three rows. But the great thing in terms of space utilization is if you're looking to haul stuff and you don't need all seven seats, then you can fold the seats down. They all fold flat, which is a pretty nifty trick in terms of, from an engineering standpoint,
right,
to give you a flat load floor, and you get up to 120 cubic feet of cargo capacity.
Yeah, and more cargo capacity up front in the trunk, right? Talk about that.
Right. When we started with the Air, the Lucid Air Sedan, we developed the industry's largest frunk for an electric car, up to 10 cubic feet of space. And it's not an easy engineering feat, because a lot of car companies don't even bother, because it takes a lot of work. So we applied the same sort of approach with the Lucid Gravity. One difference is we designed, because it's a taller vehicle, we designed the cutout for the hood to allow you to have an opening all the way down to the front bumper, so the liftover is not as high to get things in and out for folks.
Mm-hmm.
And so looking at that and having that opening and in the frunk, and people were saying, our design and engineering teams were like, gosh, that's kind of neat. What else could we do with that space? And they came up with the idea of the frunk seat, the accessory frunk seat. So you can actually get yourself a little seat and sit up there, and with the hood open, you're protected from the elements, the sun and rain and whatever.
It's a beautiful thing, yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. So very, very cool stuff.
Yeah.
Talk a bit about drivetrain. I mean, Lucid's really totally leading edge in terms of drivetrain and utilization of battery power. Talk about that.
Right. Well, with the development of the Lucid Air Sedan, and then a lot of that same sort of engineering philosophy and focus was applied to the Gravity, really was predicated on the idea of not just long range, but really maximizing efficiency. And by that I mean, how far can you go given the size of the battery in the car, or how far can you travel per kilowatt hour of battery capacity, to get kind of nerdy about it. And so so that allowed the team to get to, in the case of the Lucid Air Sedan, the Lucid Air Grand Touring, get to 512 miles of EPA range, or in the case of the Gravity here, up to 450 miles of range from the EPA, but also developing a really compact powertrain. The motors, the inverters, the motor inverter combination actually, as I said to others, will fit inside a carry-on suitcase and weighs about 75 pounds. Mm-hmm. But will develop, has the potential to develop about 600 horsepower.
That's one fast carry-on suitcase.
It's a very fast carry-on suitcase.
Yeah.
But the other great thing about that is because they're so compact, our engineering teams and design teams working together then designed around those to really maximize the kind of space inside the car for passengers, for stuff, whatever the case may be.
It strikes me, and we've talked about this on the air, that a lot of electric vehicle makers really don't utilize all the advantages electric drive offers, right? I mean, they're kind of equipping a conventional-looking vehicle mm-hmm. with electric drive versus
right.
I think what you're doing is using the advantages of electric drive and that compact drivetrain, for example, to maximize interior space.
Well, to maximize interior space, absolutely. And when you see how much space there is inside either the Lucid Air sedan or the Gravity SUV, but also just in terms of, as I said, maximizing efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
For the entry point in our Lucid Air sedan, the Lucid Air Pure, that's got a 420-mile range, EPA range, from an 84-kilowatt-hour battery. For the nerdier folks out there, that equates to about 5 miles per kilowatt-hour. To put that into some perspective, though, a similar-sized, mid-size electric sedan from my former employer, which was BMW, in the same-size battery, they're getting about 240 miles of range, whereas in a Lucid Air Pure, same size battery, 84 kilowatt hours, we're getting 420 miles of range.
Yeah.
And that just shows
how
focused they are on eking out every last ounce of efficiency they can get.
Yeah, and that efficiency, that range, I think is the key factor here. And
right.
You know, we're a lot of talk goes into how quick electric vehicles are, and I imagine the Gravity's pretty darn
quick.
I know the Lucid Air is amazing.
Yes.
They're quick. But at the same time, I think most people care less about quick and more about, can I get to grandma's house and back without big
can
castles
you,
in my lifetime.
Absolutely.
Right?
And that's what the long range allows you to do, is to maybe to take those kinds of longer trips with confidence, which is one of the stumbling blocks for a lot of folks with EVs. And we knew that, and that's why our engineering team and our design team focus so hard with the development first of the Air and then the Gravity of making sure that the cars can go as far as they possibly can go. And that's really important. But also that focus on efficiency, let's see how far we can go for any given size of battery, because the smaller we can make the batteries to go a distance, there's nothing but upside to that, because the batteries are the most expensive part of the car.
Right.
They are the heaviest part of the car. And so we can reduce weight, which is nothing but good.
Do you do anything proprietary about the batteries, or the batteries?
The cells, we source the cells. We package them. The onboard charging system is proprietary. And the way we manage the batteries, we developed in-house. But the key thing to remember is, batteries are like a fuel tank. They themselves
right.
are not really doing anything to extend your range. It's everything else about the vehicle, from
right.
the aerodynamics to the motor technology and all that stuff.
Right. And that's where I think you feel you have leadership, right, in the whole drivetrain
situation.
Well,
nobody's gone farther yet. So, right. I think we're, yeah. We've shown, but the great thing is we've shown what's possible. For
right.
those who said nobody will ever develop a 500-mile EV. Mm-hmm. Well, we've done it, and it's been on the road for 3 years.
Right.
So hoping, and really, we truly do hope that now that we've shown it can be done, others will pick up the challenge and try to see mm-hmm. how much farther they can go,
right.
too.
Fast charging is important, too, right? I mean, with the
yes.
range that your vehicles
yes.
offer, maybe not so much, but certainly it's still a factor. So
yeah.
talk about that.
Well, if you're out and on the road, then and you do need to charge, then being able to charge quickly is key. So we've developed really fast onboard charging systems, first in the Air, that will allow, depending on in the case of the Grand Touring, with the larger battery and higher voltage, you can get up to about 300 miles of range in about 22 minutes. So people are like, oh, you're going to plug in and you'll be sitting there for a long time. Not really. And I've done long trips, as I've said, in airs, you know, 5 or 6 hours. And frankly, at my age, I can't go 5 or 6 hours in a car without stopping. So, you know, it makes that sort of moot.
Yeah. Let's talk about gravity. When is gravity going to come to market?
We've delivered. We have delivered the first gravity SUVs. We delivered a handful at the end of 2024, and so production will continue to ramp up as the year progresses. First with the Lucid Air Grand Touring, later the Lucid Air Touring with a starting price of $79,900 will go into production. We're not quite there yet. Okay. So that's definitely coming along.
Okay. What do you think is the coolest thing about the new vehicle?
I think there's two things that I find just a lot of fun about where we're at, just not only for Lucid, but also for the EV era. The Lucid Air Grand Touring, our sedan, like I said, it's the longest range electric vehicle you can buy, up to 512 miles of range. But that is still a full-size five-passenger sedan with 819 horsepower and will go 0 to 60 in 3 seconds. So this classic thing of do I prioritize efficiency, or do I prioritize performance? And now in these modern EVs, you don't have to. You can get both.
Right. Well, you brought up the EV era, and you know that's kind of the elephant in the room, right? I mean, we're wondering where we are in terms of EV. You're not a brand, I think, that relied very much on the $7,500 tax credit, because I think a lot of your vehicles were beyond the price range.
Well, that's true.
But, you know, talk about what you think. You know, from an educated point of view, what you think the future is going to hold for electric vehicles.
That's really hard to know at this point. I mean, it's really
hard.
That's
why I'm going to experts like you did.
Well, it's impossible to predict. Obviously, the changes are coming. We don't yet know what those are. So all we can do is continue to focus on producing, as we say in our most recent advertising, the best damn car we can make, and hope that it stands on merit as a truly great car, not just a great EV, a really good car.
Yeah, these are terrific cars. They absolutely are. And I can't wait to drive the Gravity. It should be very exciting.
We'll get you into it as soon as we can.
Yeah, that will be terrific.
Excellent.
And thanks for talking to me, Dave.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. And that was Dave Buczko. He's the Senior Products Communication Specialist at Lucid Motors. Thanks to Dave for being with us. I always enjoy talking with him. I think you probably do too, Matt. I mean, what's your reaction to what's going on at Lucid? I mean, what kind of future do you think they have?
Well, there's been some interesting new developments there with the CEO, Peter Rawlinson, stepping down. And he was a big technical-oriented CEO, and he's behind a lot of the great innovations in there in terms of the integration of the motors with the vehicle electronics. It really makes Lucid unique. He said, and I can see the reason in this, that he needs to step away and get somebody in there who can take Lucid to the next level, which means having a CEO who can address more of the growing the production, growing the distribution, just growing sales overall.
Yeah, I think that's interesting. I mean, I'm really curious about what's going to happen with Lucid going forward, given the new environment about electric vehicles that we're probably going to see by the end of the year with regulations changing. I think that might be another reason why he decided to step away at this particular time. I think it's going to be a very challenging time for most electric vehicle manufacturers, and particularly the startups beyond Tesla, I think are likely to struggle here going forward in the next several months to next several years, and we'll have to see whether they survive or not. I mean, what's your take on that?
Well, I think Lucid has a unique selling proposition because they are an ultra-luxury car, and they've executed it to the highest standards in the luxury market. So I don't, they're not going to be a Ford or GM or even a Mercedes or BMW or Tesla. But I do believe that they can survive as a maker of luxury EVs, and that is a niche segment that probably will survive as long as they can deliver to the standards that they've already set.
Right. Well, we'll see what happens going forward. When we come back, going forward for us, we'll have a listener question for Matt DiLorenzo. So stay with us, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road. Welcome back to America on the Road with guest host Matt DiLorenzo. This is Jack Nierad with you, and we're so glad you're with us. We really
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to America on the Road with guest host Matt DiLorenzo. This is Jack Nierad with you, and we're so glad you're with us. We really do appreciate it. Let's take a listener question here, because this is listener question time. And of course, if you have a listener question or if you even have a comment for us, please send them to editor@drivingtoday.com, editor@drivingtoday.com. We'll answer your question on an upcoming show. And here is a question from Annabeth in Mesa, Arizona, where the Cubs train, I believe. And this is, does premium gas make a difference in regular cars? That's question number one. And what driving habits help improve fuel economy the most?
Okay, well, Annabeth, we'll start with octane. 87 octane is perfectly fine for all cars. Even if your car says run it on 91 octane, you can run it on 87 octane. You're just not going to get the same performance out of it because they're all equipped with computers that will adjust the engine to match the octane of the fuel. Mazda, for instance, will you know, their recommended fuel is regular 87 octane. But they also give a higher horsepower figure if you run it on 91 octane. So cars are so smart these days, whatever you get from the pump.
Yeah. What kind of driving habits do you
go
think?
Go light on the throttle. Coast when you can.
Right.
Avoid jackrabbit starts. I think that that's the thing, is being able to anticipate your traffic ahead and drive as smoothly as possible. You'll see the best mileage.
Yeah, like that. Matt, remind us of the title of your book and where to buy it.
I've authored How to Buy an Affordable Electric Car, A Tightwad's Guide to EV Ownership. You can find it on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com or at my website, TightwadGarage.com.
Yeah, you should look for it. And my new crime novel, Only One Thing Stays the Same, is now available in both ebook and paperback form. We'll have links to both books in the show notes, so look for those. If you like our show, please pass it on. Listen on this radio station each week. Let your friends know where you hear America on the Road. And, of course, America on the Road is also available as a podcast. So look for that on various podcast outlets. We have YouTube and Rumble channels, too. Matt, it is so great to be with you. I do appreciate it. Thanks so much for filling in for Chris.
It's always a pleasure to be here, Jack. Thanks again for having me on.
And thanks for being with us. We really do appreciate that, and we hope all of you join us again next time for another edition of America on the Road.